Pickaxe.
Jetzt nur du, dein Podcast und eine leckere Auszeit. Ab zu Aldi Nord. Für 2,99 € bringst du deine Mittagspause mit Sushi ins Rollen. Lecker. Und für 1,99 € gönnst du dir danach noch eine kleine Eiszeit. Bei Aldi Nord findest du immer das Passende. Klingt gut? Dann probier die Snacktime Sushi Box ab 205 Gramm für nur 2,99 € oder Mucki Sandwich Eis je 8 Stück für nur 1,99 €. Das ist Gutes für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Jetzt in deiner Filiale. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pyrian Loves Anime.
Hello.
We all know how much Pyrian loves anime, and I got in contact with Crunchyroll. They're actually sponsoring this, and we're going to do a commentary track of a couple of really interesting animes.
Yeah.
You guys can watch along and let us know. We're not going to watch with the subtitles, so we're going to have to sort of figure out what's going on, but I'm sure we'll be able to work it out. We can cook up a plot
better than the writers of these so-called cartoons.
Yeah.
Right?
So today we're going to watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventures.
Have you heard of that?
It's quite a famous one.
I've only seen like three animes.
Okay, well, this is good. I've not seen this either. So, you know, we're all going in blind.
Okay.
Right. If you're listening to this on the podcast or watching it on our YouTube channel, then what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to load up Crunchyroll. There is a free trial, so you've got no excuse. And find this episode, the first episode of JoJo's Bizarre Adventures.
Watch along with us.
This is going to be a sync point, okay? So pause this video or whatever, but I'm going to sync. You ready? And I'm going to play the video
at the same time.
3, 2, 1,
play.
Go. Okay.
Here we go.
We're rolling.
That says health warning. If you are an adult or have a mind, do not watch this film.
No, this is obviously just an FBI copyright warning.
Right.
You know, it's like Japanese.
The FBI
government
will arrest you if you watch this.
1868. So
it's in the past. Okay.
So it's just before World War One.
And we've got a load of
Well before World War One. Yeah. Oh my
goodness.
God.
Jesus.
Okay, what happened to that guy?
Looks like he watched too much anime.
Why? So this guy's got a green moustache.
Yeah.
He's a full anime, but he isn't dead.
Get his ring.
Oh, it's an expensive looking ring.
Are they thinking about, like, stealing the ring?
I don't know. Have they arrived on the scene, or were they in the coach and they're like, wow.
I think their coach.
No, look, he's got terrible brown teeth.
He's got bad teeth.
He's a criminal.
Bad guy. Yeah.
I reckon they're vampires. The purple ones are vampires.
I'm going to say he's a bad guy, Lewis.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, why would he be a vampire with those teeth? The green moustache guy is a good guy. Look what he found in the case. Some sort of
a mask.
Some sort of
it's
ancient
Dracula's face.
What's it called? What is it?
A mask.
Kabuki.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
He's not dead.
He's like, take the ring. That's fine. That was just a Father's Day gift I didn't care for. But leave the mask.
Leave the mask. It hides my shame.
His mustache and his eyes and his hair and his suit all match.
But
he's livened it up with that little neckerchief.
It's an artistic choice.
But this stuff all matches too. Look, he's wearing purple and he's got shadow on his face.
But
he's a baddie.
Notice the background as well. It goes from purple to green.
Wow, he's crying so much.
It's the rain. It's not actually
him
crying.
No, that was him crying. What? So had his eyes just pulled up with water because he'd been lying there for so long, so he tilted his head.
Yeah.
Mm. It was like when you move a bit of garden furniture and all the water comes off it.
That's exactly what happened. So this creepy old man, do you think these guys came down from up in the mountains?
Yeah.
Do you reckon they caused the crash?
That's an expression.
Jesus.
What is he thinking?
Well, we'd have to... He's bald.
He's one of
he's
yours.
Like, you're bald. Please don't take my hair.
Are you on his team now?
Yeah, team old guy. Come on.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God. It's got a life of its
own.
Why'd
it go to a black screen?
Is it going
to
slap onto someone's face? Is it going to be like a face hugger?
It's the prequel to The Mask.
Oh.
12.
Somebody stop me! That's going to be a line in
12 years ago? 12 years later?
Earlier.
12 years earlier.
Must have been.
Is this the same guy, but his hair's blue now? Because he's got the same sort of moustache.
So they are vampires!
Is he?
I told you!
He's a
Is that a different old bald guy? And now cut to another scene! Just 5 seconds is all we needed there.
Oh, it's old bald guy.
There's old man.
Oh, there he is.
Get my magic mask. She's just like, let me finish this chapter. Oh, it's a dude.
Oh, it's a different guy.
I wish I could read that. It's probably very descriptive.
That's just the credits.
Oh.
Relax.
He looks like a piece of shit as well.
Oh, easily done.
Next scene.
Wow.
It's fast moving.
I like
this,
that transition,
it?
Though. The bottle was like a screen wipe.
So we've got Count Dracula and his young son. They're eating meat.
Well, now cut to another scene. What? Jesus Christ. What is this? It's like you've got the attention span of a 2-year-old. Here, eat some money. With the bag! Yeah, get him. This guy's the local tough.
And he's got bad teeth as well. Does that mean he's a bad guy?
Oh, he's going to get four.
Look at the beans. That's like an English breakfast there.
Oh, my goodness. Are we now in a different place? That's... Oh, they're playing piggy in the middle.
More local ruffians. You know what, Lewis? Whenever you have local ruffians, one has a rounded hat, one has a flattish cap. Always.
I've seen this before. Yeah, this is what it used to be like.
They look like bad guys. Look at their faces.
Yeah.
There's no way you can... Oh, she looks like a good person.
She's crying.
That's made them so happy.
Where's the little cloud over her head? I'm disappointed.
Dracula. Dracula's son is here.
He made a big deal about that 1 foot jump. Oh, I think he's running. He goes,
shoulder bash.
Drink his blood.
Oh my god, look, he's tickling him. Yeah. Oh. All right, yeah.
He's
gonna pee on him. Definitely gonna pee on him.
Oh my god, he's doing it. He's doing it right now. That is awful.
That's gross.
That almost upset me as much as that horse with the spikes in at the start.
This guy's like, oh, Jonathan Joestar? That's Joestar. A name for
that
sure.
That must be his name.
Yeah.
I see from your handkerchief your name is Jonathan Joestar.
I think this is before he got turned to a vampire.
And they're going to beat him up some more. She's just looking like, oh my goodness, if only someone would run and help him.
Where's my food? All you've brought me is a plate of money and some beans.
Stuck to your face.
You must deliver this letter.
To Joseph Joestar.
In Liverpool.
Bucharest. Is it Bucharest?
I don't know. Does it say...
It's moving so fast. Like, every scene is like 10 Liverpool. Seconds long.
It's exciting. Everything's happening. I like it. He's still getting beaten
this guy
up.
This
is the longest scene we've had so far.
Yeah.
Of Count Dracula's son.
He looks fine, though. He's lost some pride. I feel like in Japanese culture, perhaps getting your ass kicked is more about the shame than the ass kicking. You know what I mean?
Don't help me up. He's taken a beating, but I can still get up.
I'm a vampire. Don't touch me.
Yeah, I'm a proud member of the blue-haired cult.
She's got a lot of character going on here. She just says nout.
She is well nout. Fleshed out.
He's got a whole bunch of shit to say here. Come on, say something, love.
David Production.
I'm going to change my name to David Production.
Okay, now we're in the graveyard.
Okay, so...
Marlon Brando?
Dario Brando. It's Marlon Brando's... He died at the age of 53.
Died in 1880.
So good maths. Good on-the-fly maths there.
He had to
deliver a letter to a dead guy. He's like, what do I do with it now?
Just post it into the ground.
Oh, no, it's for Tales of Joestar. That's Dario Dondarrion.
Yeah, that was Dario Brando. You're right. More credits? Is this still going on?
It's mostly...
No, anime credits end like at the end of the episode.
She's like, could I... Does blood come out of white handkerchiefs?
Oh, if she drinks it, she'll become a vampire too.
Maybe, yeah.
That's what she's going to do with it. Mm. Oh.
Well, what I want to know is, he's super rich, he lives in a mansion, but somehow he got beaten up by those local toughs. Just kick him off. You own the land, presumably. Get out. You're not allowed to live here anymore.
Is Jojo here, the protagonist of Jojo's Bizarre Adventures?
Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo. That's this guy's name.
Joey Jojo.
That's the worst name I ever heard.
Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo. I'm here from...
Come on. That's just his... Well, you know I'm a badass now. Oh, what is the text flying out of his face?
Oh.
He's like, wow, you're impressive from that jump and the way letters shoot out of your nose when you do something cool. Hey, let's be friends.
He's like, no, man.
I don't know, our hair's different color and our eyes.
Oh.
Danny the dog. Get it, Danny!
Danny!
Oh, the dog's completely insane. He normally does what I tell him.
Uh-oh.
Ah. Oh. Oh my god, what? Did he just punch that dog?
What? Okay, that's it.
And now it's time to fight.
It's fisticuffs.
Have you noticed that these two characters are almost identical, barring the hair?
That's right.
Oh my god!
Jesus Christ!
Killed it!
You monster!
I wonder what their inner dialogue is. He punched my dog. Now I must kill him. I think he wants to fight me because I punched his dog to death. Oh, hey, sir. Just killed your dog. No offense.
No. It's like, say hello to our new guest, your long-lost brother.
The dog killer.
Dog. He's Bobo.
Bobo. Is this Bobo? It's a Bobo and Jojo?
It must be.
Okay.
I can't.
Why wouldn't it be?
Mm.
This guy's nose is badly drawn in that scene.
So is that the guy with the moustache at the start?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a weird-looking nose, actually. What's going on with
this?
That?
Is very it's poorly like a drawn. Nose. Look at that drawing there.
Their noses are strange.
Why
aren't
do they?
They
have weird? Yeah, I've just noticed.
They're really weird.
Okay, I guess we're not going
like
to.
They've got like a double. They've got a little tiny penis hanging on top of their nose.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Oh, kindly old man.
Daddy's fine.
Look at that.
Where's that behind him? Is that like a fallout shelter?
It looks like it. Yeah, just in case.
Oh my God, what's going on there?
What is this? Like, this suddenly cuts to a shot. It's like a loading screen while it's loading the next scene. It's just like a very minimal animation. Oh, cut back to...
When he was obviously having a moment in his mind there to try and figure out...
His hair's changed between him arriving and him going up the stairs.
It keeps... If you notice, it keeps like...
Don't touch my bag. That's got my dog-killing gear in it.
Oh, flipping out.
He's having a right old chat with him.
He's got red eyes. He's got to be bad, right?
So...
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Now, oh my goodness.
By the way, if
it's
you
second
ever
time
do...
he's been beaten up today.
Oh, he's going to... What's he doing with his ear?
He's going to lick it. He's going to nibble it.
You don't need this earlobe, do you? I collect them.
Just imagine how my tongue would feel going right down your ear. Oh.
This is such a weird, sort of very slightly dominant homosexual relationship where this one guy's turned up, the other guy's just let him tickle his earlobe. He killed his dog, he's beat him up twice. And if someone was holding my earlobe, I'd get the fuck off my earlobe. What are you doing? I'm just going to take off upstairs now.
Put the mask on. Someone put the mask on.
Well, no. So the mask keeps getting in shot. Now, why would it be mounted up there for a start on its own like that without.
Do you see its little vampire teeth as well?
Oh, his dad kicks his ass too.
Hit him with a dildo.
Yeah. He's
Oh my God. What is.
You spilled the blood!
We had to kill five virgins for that.
Look
blood.
At their meat. Their meal is just meat and two veg. I feel like they've done their research on what a British family would eat.
That's right. Yeah. There's a little
or it's
muffin
a euphemism.
On a small plate.
Euphemism.
Yeah.
Jesus, he only spilled a glass of wine. This other
blood.
Guy, he knows how to drink wine.
Blood,
look at his
not wine.
Look at his face.
Oh. Right. So now,
Fight Club.
Yeah, this is. I'm going to learn to beat that uppity shit.
I would train. Someone said Weedy. He's pretty big muscles.
This can't be real. This has got to be in his head, right?
No, he's going to learn to
this
fight.
Got to be his.
The local toughs. Oh, but guess who's here?
Oh dear.
Uh oh. He's kicked my ass twice and he licked my ear. Oh, that Zoom. What was that?
Whoa, Bobo.
It's a challenger.
God, he is buff. Actually,
no. This can't be real. This has got to be a dream, right?
Right, maybe.
No, they just wanted a fight to keep us awake, Lewis.
Punch. Oh.
This is this is when you play against someone who's much better than you at Street Fighter and they just block everything.
Uh-oh.
He's got him now.
Uh-oh.
Right in the gut. He's going to puke.
Spray.
Why is this? It just cuts to these weird close-ups of them thinking or saying something, I guess.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's going to grab him and put his tongue in his ear. Watch, you wait.
Like, what is he? Is he thinking, I've punched him in the... I mean, what could he possibly be saying or thinking at this point?
It's split-second, thoughts.
In that split-second, we have to have a close-up of him saying, I may have kicked him in the face, but I didn't hit him in the balls yet. Like, he's planning his next move?
Your mind goes fast in these high adrenaline.
That's
look,
true.
He's friends with all the kind of scumbags, the local hat wearers.
Yeah, they've got the hat club. No two hats the same. Look, they've all got a different hat. That's good.
I think they're not allowed to have more than one person with the same hat.
Oh, the good guy. Here he is. He got punched in the eyeball.
He's lost an eye. Look at that. Oh, look, he's not in the group. Did you see from that shot?
Yeah.
So clever. Group of people with a spotlight on. One guy on his own with a spotlight on him. I wonder what it's saying.
Spider-Man.
He's Spider-Man! No wonder you lost.
You fool. So.
What does that say?
Joey
Buy
Jojo.
Our breakfast cereal.
No, that was a break. Commercial break.
Okay.
That's got cut, I think. So now we're back with him. He's weedy again.
Yeah. What happened to his muscles?
The weird thing is, he has to sit in. He sits in a tree like an 8-year-old, right? His best friend is a dog, but he's clearly huge.
He's Charlie Brown.
It's bizarre.
Are these guys like actually only sort of 12, 13? Is that the idea?
No, I don't think so. But I'm saying he acts like that.
Yeah. He's definitely.
And his father still scolds him for spilling his wine at the dinner table, and he runs out like a little boy. It's like, well, he's clearly
and
not.
And those guys are adults as well. They're just running away. This is
I mean, he's
weird.
Got crow's feet, for God's sake. You're telling me he's meant to be a kid? Come on.
It does feel like they should be kids.
Do they? Maybe they're vampires, though, so maybe they just are immortal.
Oh. What
maybe
is this? I've seen no evidence of vampires. Slower. Vampires don't eat meat and two vegetables. They don't have a nice bit of broccoli for dinner.
Well, they had
they?
A glass of blood, and the mask has got
it
teeth.
It was red wine.
And there's bat motifs on their castle. I mean...
Cut to the sky. Why not?
I think he's just having a breakdown, basically.
His dog's like, I wish that guy killed me.
Danny,
but they've really like drawn the dick friend. Quite big there, haven't they, on the dog.
But they've kind of subtly, so that if you look, you can see a dog's dick. But you don't need to see it.
She's seen it.
She actually does look like she might be a child, whereas he looks like a grown man. Surprise fucking surprise.
Oh, she left a load of...
That dog! Look at the drawing on that dog!
Jonathan Joestar.
That's him. Jojo.
Oh, thanks for the berries!
We see his name quite often in the show, don't we?
Yeah, it's in case you forgot it from 5 minutes ago, Duncan.
I probably had it, actually. Look at that dog.
I don't know.
Oh, shit, that looks a lot of fun.
So hang on, this is, again, like, the dream world. Okay?
No, this is them...
I don't think there's been a dream world.
This is showing them falling for each other.
Fully no, it's not like a montage.
Yeah, it's a montage.
So years passed, and we slowly carved our names into trees.
What is he wearing?
He's carving. I wish he'd drawn a picture of like a big pair of boobies or something on the tree with the knife. That would have been funny. Look at this. It's this weird kind of Victorian bathing thing that they've got going on. We've just seen their entire love life flash before in one second. We spent more time on the dog scene.
Meanwhile, this guy.
Oh no!
He wants to ruin everything.
He's gonna pee on it.
He's gonna mark his territory. No. Oh, he's got some.
Oh god, they're gonna. No.
Look at his weird fencing gear that he's got on. This is not cool. Don't do it. Run, love.
Because he's gonna suck
his
her blood.
Nose.
Yeah.
He's going to put his tongue in her ear. Don't do it.
Give me that earlobe.
Oh, he's going to suck her blood.
Oh!
Oh, but... And they're like, whoa! He's kissing her.
Oh, my God. Oh,
she's busting his shirt off. What's going on?
These lads are just rooting for it. They're like England fans. Oh, God, he kissed her and chucked her in a puddle.
That's...
I've kissed you now. You're mine. Get out of that puddle. Jojo can't...
Kiss you like that.
Oh my god, he set fire to her hair.
What's happening?
Who knows, dude? I think even with subtitles we'd be lost.
Is she falling in love with him? Is he like taking her under his spell?
He's thinking about all the paper aeroplanes he'll make for her.
Quick, she's getting away. She's in that puddle.
She's drinking the puddle water.
What is wrong?
Wait.
Don't do that.
To wash off the kiss.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see.
See, Lewis?
Oh, that makes
sense. Rather. He's like, wow, better cast. Slap.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, this guy's a baddie.
Get back in the puddle.
Get back in your puddle.
What a strange
oh my God.
Set of...
He just snaps a stick off a tree.
Throws it away.
Don't do that. You monster. Hey.
Hey. Aww. And she's like, he'll smell the puddle on me. I better run for it.
I'm damaged goods now that I fell in that puddle. I'm not good enough for him.
See, you know what all these cuts are? Is because just in case you can't figure out for yourself what the characters are thinking, it cuts to that sort of weird patterned overlay.
Oh, I see, where they tell
you
what they're
thinking.
And then they
say, here's what I'm thinking, audience.
What did I do?
Yeah, he's like, that was strange. Why'd she run away?
Maybe she was impressed.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus.
What the? Why is he running? What? What the fuck?
He's going to beat up his brother.
Oh, my God. They told him what happened. Those guys, those thugs.
Oh, like, right.
Oh, right.
They were like, oh, why don't you ask your brother?
He's going to get his ass handed to
what
him.
What happened
here?
To her?
He's gone green, look.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
He's
this is when
Super
he changes
Saiyan.
From blue to green.
This is when he turned into a vampire fully.
Oh, this arrogant knob.
You've triggered my trap card, he says. And then a trap door opens up.
If you are going to fight someone, I don't think you run at them. Quite that obviously. Yeah, this is. See, this is what happens. I'm really working it in there.
He can't stand up
no.
to
No, look, you can do it. You're green now.
You need to go. Oh,
gone blue again.
Just in case we forgot why he doesn't like him or his emotions here, Lewis, we better cut to an expositionary scene. And now he's, look, see now, it's this is about, I don't like him, but I do like her, so this is a problem.
What
better,
the shit?
What? Technicolor dream coat?
It's a magic coat.
Really nice lining, anyway. All the pieces are coming together
but
now.
But there's a flashback of this episode in this episode.
That's classic.
He's great with a double punch.
Oh,
but little
knee
did you
to
think.
The head. How do you even do that?
Yeah, grab his hair. Pull his hair off.
Put your thumbs in his eyes.
Yeah.
And then drink his blood.
He went with the old English headbutt. It's a famous move there.
Oh, this is like Star Trek fighting.
Boom. Oh, finally.
Look at his fist and his arm. They're huge. He's like an MMA fighter.
He's finally...
BLAM! Wow.
Oh no! Uh-oh! There's blood on the vampire mark. See, it's got vampire teeth. I told you they're vampires.
Oh,
shit.
Holy... Hang on.
Put it on.
The mask is like, put me on.
Put
I
me
promise
on.
It'll be cool. And he's put like, yeah, this, why wouldn't this be cool?
Drink his blood.
What?
You can't take it, can you? Oh my god, he's got a knife!
Oh shit!
Here we go. Oh, but Dad's there.
And the mask's like, better look normal! Dad is huge. Look at his shoulders. They go on forever.
Both of you have brought dishonor upon this family.
Yeah.
You are banished from Castle.
He's turned into a werewolf. Can be banished from Castle Wolfenstein.
Where's the weird, like, shelter?
Oh, shit,
what's
there's a
this?
Crate in this, in leaf box.
Crate in my fallout shelter. Better set fire to it. He's just smoking a twig or something?
What?
It's like the furnace, I think, or the incinerator.
Maybe, yeah.
Uh-oh, who's in there?
Oh, there's someone
Danny!
In it!
It's Danny the dog!
Oh, no, Danny! Open the door!
Oh, this is horrible.
Who's in it?
He's taking his time thinking about what to do.
We don't know what happened.
What do I do?
What?
Well, it's not these guys, apparently, unless it's a time problem. And he's like arguing whether or not he should say hi. He's just creepily looking at her from behind the tree instead.
Oh, who the hell died?
Somebody died.
Somebody's dead.
What?
Someone died in
the incinerator. It must have been the dog. It must have been the dog.
The dog was in the incinerator.
Yeah, must have been.
Oh, it must have been.
Oh my god!
It must have been his brother who put the dog in the incinerator.
What an asshole!
I don't know if he's his brother. I think he's just a butthole that came to stay with them or something. Like in those days, they did used to have people would just go off and stay with someone, didn't they?
Well, like a noble from another place.
Yeah, he'd be like some
like
other
an exchange
guy.
Student.
Oh no!
Yeah, it was Danny.
Why was Danny in the incinerator? Oh,
look at it! Look, I reckon that was the dog's house. Don't you think? Because it had the bowl outside. Mm. Tiny little, like, the archetypal doghouse house.
Yeah, that was the dog's house.
Well, I reckon that
house.
Was the dog's house, Lewis. It's a good thing they showed a shot of it empty with his empty bowl outside.
Right, because you weren't sure.
Yeah.
It helped us figure out what happened.
I reckon he's pissed off about something, this lad.
No, he killed... See, he killed a dog. That's his revenge.
Not much of a revenge, is it? Compared to putting that mask on.
That mask is...
Who do you think's going to put the mask on?
It's looking a lot more creepy, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's it!
Wow. Well, that was a ride and a half. Holy crap. I don't know quite what to say, other than I hope you enjoyed this experimental series.
I want to know if he was a vampire or not.
I know. It leaves you wanting more. It does, doesn't it?
Shit.
I guess you'll have to find out in your own time. Thank you for watching, everybody.
Oy vey.
Did you enjoy that, P-Flex?
God, no, dude. It was like so many cliches about anime. And it's just
if you think that's bad...
Okay, stay tuned.
See you next time.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.